You're listening to Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com. Now, let's go back to David Craig.
Hey, my thanks today to Matt Grover, who is running the board and doing a great job. Thank you, buddy. Bob Hardcastle is on KFNS tomorrow morning with Money Talk. That's on from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Bob has an entertaining show, and he's such a knowledgeable guy about all those financial things, so please listen to him. Last week on the show, we had Ian Frobe, who is the food critic for the Riverfront Times, a pleasant guy, and I do enjoy his reviews in the RFT every week. And due to host error, we did not mention the RFT's Iron Fork event. So let me tell you about that. That's coming up Thursday, March 22nd, 6:30 p.m. at the St. Louis Union Station Marriott. And the funny thing is, I had actually gone online and purchased tickets to this event less than 2 hours before Ian sat down across from me last Saturday, and it didn't come up in our conversation, even though I had it in all caps in my talking points. Okay, so the Iron Fork 2012 event is a benefit for Food Bank, St. Louis Area Food Bank. Tickets are on sale now. You can find them online. Go to RFTIronFork.com to buy tickets, and you can sample delicious dishes from 30 area restaurants. All of them handpicked by Ian. 12 of the area's top mixologists will also be there. So that's all coming up here on March 22nd at St. Louis Union Station Marriott. Again, for information, go to RFTIronFork.com if you want to buy tickets. Hey, next week on the show here on 590 The Fan, KFNS, we'll have Jennifer Silverberg, who is a food photographer. And sometimes her pics that you see RFT online, it's interesting. You'll be reading the review, and the review may be a little lukewarm, and then you see the photos, and the food looks tremendous. So we'll talk to her about food photography. I've run into her a couple of times. Also on the show next week, a wine lover, and actually my first cousin, Randy Sims, is going to be sitting in. So we'll talk a little bit about his favorite wines. And Randy and his wife, Sandy, have gone to Napa many times. And I know a lot of people who are big, big wine fans. They, you know, you go to St. Jen or you go to Herman or you go out to Augusta and along 94. But it's an extra special thing to go to California or to go to France, you know, the wine making regions. One little story here to mention before we wrap up today's Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan. If you're on the Starbucks mailing list, and I am, every year on your birthday, they send you a card that you can go and you can cash in to Starbucks for any drink you want. And there was a story on the web this week, Nacogdoches, Texas. A guy went in and got, he called the most expensive Starbucks drink in the world, $23.60. What he did was he went in and I guess he ordered a Java chip frappuccino with 16 shots of espresso. But that's the deal. The card says whatever you want. So he did. He kind of abused the situation. And I just thought that was a funny story. Remember, we're online at foodtalkstl.com, and we're posting archives of past shows. Go to our website, click on the past shows tab up top, and you can listen to those past shows. Foodtalkstl.com, that's where we are. Also, you can find us on Twitter. Follow us at foodtalkstl. And additionally, we are on Facebook. So thank you very much for listening, and please tell a friend to listen next Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon for Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and on KFNS.com. Thank you, guests. Thank you for listening, too.